Carrie and Tommy give each other the gift of laughter. Most days. If you want to give mum a great gift this Mother's Day, send some love with a fragrance like Issey Miyake for Women 100ml for only $79.99 from Chemist Warehouse.
Yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Monday.
Because just letting just... Letting the guts out there, mate.
No, everything's
what a confronting
getting a
image
bit
to start the show.
Tighter in ISO.
I looked away from my like Zoom camera, and then I looked back, and you're just unbuttoning your jeans.
Oh, it's just so much more comfortable.
How's your weekend?
Speaking of unbuttoning jeans, I have got a story for you later in the show.
Have you?
That will make you blush. It will make
really?
You blush. It made me blush. It makes me blush still thinking about it now. And I feel like I'm not alone in this. I feel like this could be happening all across the country at the moment. And sometimes you wouldn't even know that it was happening and it was happening.
Your facial blushing. It could be menopause.
Maybe that's why I'm undoing my button. Oh, my God.
I don't know if undoing your button is a sign of menopause.
Isn't it?
No, well, it means men at like buffets start... all around Australia are going through menopause.
No, I feel like you're just starting to – you start feeling a bit, you know – A bit hot.
Well, let's find out later. What a great tease through
test?
The show. Is Bickers going through menopause? Stick around to find out.
It's a long wait. Let you know in a couple of years.
Couple of years. Come on. What's up next?
Up next, though, I've got a fun little game I want to play. Something I saw on the news this morning made me lol, and I feel like we can have some fun with it.
Great.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This morning I was watching, as I told you last week, the family will get together and watch morning TV.
You sit down. The woman who constantly says, I don't know. Last week you claimed when someone was helping you get the security tag off pants that you'd stolen, they said put them in the freezer, and you said, I don't have time to put things in the freezer.
I'm too busy watching Brekkie TV.
And then you revealed that you watch 7 hours of breakfast TV every morning with the family.
I watch only 3.5. That's as long as it's on for. And we watch it as a family. But this morning we were watching it, and in Queensland they've relaxed some of their restrictions, and people have been out and about on the weekends. And I heard one of their top cops talking, and she reminded me so much of one of our producers, Caitlin. Now, I've played you this bit of audio, and you agree. Yep. Straight away, you heard it too, and you thought, that's Caitlin.
Well, it's our fellow Queenslander, Caitlin. Caitlin, you're Goldie originally, right?
Yeah, Gold Coast.
Yeah, and so there's a particular word. Well, can you just say, you know the word in question. Can you please say it for us?
Management.
Management. Instead of management, you say
management. Management.
Yes, you kind of, it's like someone has told you, your lips can't open more than a centimetre, but you've still got to say the word.
It's like that book, The Wide Mouth Frog, have you read that? And he goes, I'm not a wide mouth frog, I'm a small mouth frog. And I always.
Management. See if you can pick up from the top cop in Queensland a similar pronunciation of management.
Some of our shops were quite busy, but I must say the shopping centres, the management has dealt with this very, very well.
Caitlin, do you hear similarities?
She just is saying the word right.
Yeah. I wondered whether this was right. Because do you think this is you specific or all Queenslanders?
I reckon I've got an accent, definitely. That's not
a Queensland accent or an accent within Queensland even.
Oh, no, a Queensland accent. We drag out our what we say, and I think we swap our A's and our E's or something.
I think you condense it. I think you
Well, that sounds that's funny you talk like that, because that's sounding slightly New Zealander. And when this woman continued to talk, I was thinking, actually, maybe she's not a Queenslander. Maybe she is from New Zealand. Because listen to her go on.
Blatant disregard of the directives.
Sounds a bit...
Disregard of the directors.
Directive. Yeah. And then listen to the next bit.
We have got high visibility policing asking those groups to move.
Visibility.
So then I got confused. Caitlin, are you from New Zealand? Are you from Queensland?
I'm from Queensland.
Caitlin, can you say visibility?
Visibility.
See, that's different.
It's normal.
And so, Caitlin,
do you know what
your verdict on the top?
We say visibility. You say visibility.
Visibility.
We
visibility.
Say visibility.
See, I can't
but
hear
she
the
says
difference.
Visibility.
No, see, that sounds Kiwi again.
Yeah,
when you speak.
That was Kiwi.
Oh, I thought you were
visibility. Oh, really? Because that's just how I normally say it. I've got so, no vozability.
What's the difference if you were normal saying management? Accent say management if you were from New Zealand. Say management.
Management.
And then say it if you're from Queensland.
Management.
Okay, now say if you were Caitlin.
Management. 131060. Is management, is that, Caitlin, can you say it again?
Management.
Management. Is that a Queensland thing or is that Kiwi? Obviously, we'd love to hear from Queenslanders, but we are open, and Kiwis, but we're open to anyone. Give us a call, 131060. Is management Kiwi or Queenslander?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are getting to the bottom of the issue that everybody has been talking about today, which is do Queenslanders say management like our producer Caitlin. Caitlin, can you give it one more go for us?
Management.
Yeah, and because there was a top cop on Breakfast TV this morning.
Queensland.
Mm. Yeah, and she said this.
The management.
And we think she's Kiwi because she went on to say, visibility.
Play one of her other little bits that you've got there, Jess.
We have got high visibility policing asking those groups to move.
Did she ask the Greeks to move or the Greeks?
That's what it sounded like. Visibility, the Greeks to move.
But we can't work out. Maybe she was Kiwi and maybe Caitlin is Kiwi
She's definitely Kiwi.
Which
visibility.
One? Maybe surely. Not, though. If she speaks like Caitlin, maybe she's just, that's a Queensland accent.
Oh, mate, I've got lots of Queensland mates and none of them say visibility.
What about Adam? Let's ask Adam. Adam, what do you think?
Okay, the cop is definitely a Kiwi.
Yeah.
Okay. Caitlin, I'm not going to claim her as a Queenslander because we don't say management.
So, Adam, can you say management for us?
Management.
Yeah, see, he says it normally.
Any other Australian.
So, what are you. So, Adam, I can't believe I'm saying this, but what's Caitlin?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think she's full Kiwi, but she's definitely not Queensland claiming to be.
Caitlin, are you definitely it. Sure, Thanks, Caitlin, sorry, you don't have a bit of Kiwi in you somewhere?
No, I don't think so, guys. I really don't. I think I've, got Scottish or something.
Now, the more you do speak, mate, you don't sound most, like either. Was, you just sound like...
That was also the most Aussie accent. I think I've got Scottish or something. let's go to Glenn. Glenn, what do you think?
Hey, mate. Yeah, I agree with that. Mate, on the TV, she's definitely Kiwi.
Yeah,
I think you're offside of her. She's 100% bogan, mate.
The way Glenn. She spoke before, she did sound very bogan.
Oh, Glenn, for sure.
Glenn, do you know when she applied for the job, she wanted to accompany the resume with a picture to prove that she was fun, and it was her sitting on a jet ski.
Guys, I got the job, so it says a lot about you.
Nah, mate, I love it.
Oh, thanks, Glenn. What about you, Kathy? Kathy, are you there?
Yeah, hi there, guys. How are you?
Very well. Yeah, what do you reckon?
That's good. Well, I think definitely the police officer, she definitely sounds Kiwi, but I also get, I'm born and bred in Queensland, and I always get, every time I say the word excellent, I get told I'm a Kiwi.
Excellent.
Yes.
Can you say excellent, Caitlin?
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah, excellent.
You got to open your mouth a bit more, Caitlin. Try it with your mouth open.
Excellent. Yes, that's better.
Don't shout at us.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Doing it all thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Spoil mum this Mother's Day and get Gucci Flora 50 mil for only $69.99 at Chemist Warehouse.
And if she doesn't like that one, there's so many in there. You can get her whatever she likes.
I admit to a guilty Chemist Warehouse browse where I will go in planning to get one thing and suddenly before I know it, I've bought half the store because I think, I could wax my eyebrows while I'm here. I need new deodorant.
And we can smell the Britney on you too. It's easy.
I don't mind a bit of Britney.
No, I know I do. I've got the little round bottle as well. Delta and Britney, my favourite ladies.
Are they? Anyway, get in, grab that at Chemist Warehouse. Up next, though, Bickens.
Wow. Something happened on the weekend that we need to talk about. It also reminded me of something that happened a few years ago that we didn't talk about on air at the time because it was a little bit too raw, but
yes.
Now feels like the right time.
Raw or that. In the raw?
Both.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
In this new world order that is Corona, it seems that we have Ollie's entire school class present in our house 24/7 at the moment. FaceTime is all Ollie does all day long. Yep. And the other day on the weekend, I got out of the toilet that's in our hallway and I often pee with the door open because it's just me and the kids home. And out the doorway of the toilet. What?
Yeah, I just didn't think there was going to be this much info, but sure. Yeah, great. What? I'm happy to be here. It's great.
And then Ollie was walking up the stairs, which is right next to the toilet.
Yeah.
And I walked out thinking it's just Ollie, only I didn't realise his mate was also on FaceTime. And so then I realised there I was pulling up my pants while his mate's like, hey, Carrie.
Why?
And this is happening everywhere. Conversations are being overheard that shouldn't be overheard. Uh-huh. And I just feel like there's just the privacy is just gone from my home.
Can you tell him about the other one?
Well, the other one didn't happen on the weekend, but it was the same kid, which makes me feel bad because now this kid had to see me twice in circumstances he shouldn't have to see his friend's mum in.
What happened at the other one?
Well, a couple of years ago, when I was pregnant. When I was pregnant with Addie. I perhaps did open the front door naked while I was heavily pregnant and he was at the door.
Who did you think was there?
I did. In my defence, I thought it was Ollie. So I said goodbye to Ollie.
That's a lot for a son, though.
Yeah, but I was still showering with
home,
him at the
son.
Time.
I'm new. Mom, is there anything for afternoon tea? I don't know. I'm a nude pregnant woman.
But by that stage in your pregnancy, clothes are very restrictive. Anyway, I said goodbye to Ollie in the morning and he walked to school. And as he went out the front door, I then took my clothes off to jump in the shower. Only I heard the front gate go again and I thought, oh, he's come back. And I peeked through the window and saw a school uniform coming up the path. So I thought it was Ollie. So I opened the door fully stark and said, what have you forgotten?
And he's like, what have you forgotten, mate? I'm fully clothed. You've forgotten that we're outside now and you're in the nude.
No, well, he couldn't say that because it wasn't him. It was his mate who had arrived to meet Ollie to walk to school with, and I had mistaken him for Ollie. And then I was like, oh, hey. But then the weird thing was my brain wanted to feel like this wasn't happening. So I thought if I kept chatting and just made it really normal, then it wouldn't be weird for him or me. So I asked how he was going. And he's such a beautiful kid. He was like, quit, thanks, And I mean, I was so pregnant. Like, I was about a week away from popping, which is the only benefit was you wouldn't have seen my bits because I was so heavily pregnant and bearing
what
down
a benefit.
That it was
What an amazing silver lining. Fine. I love that your defense of, like, trying to make it not awkward is just sticking around.
Well,
let's
I thought if I ducked
longer.
Behind the door, right, it would have put him in an awkward situation.
Mate, it sounds like you wouldn't have fit behind the door.
No, I wouldn't have. Anyway, we had a quick chat and then went off to school.
Yeah, so what else are you doing at school these days? And what do you want to be when you grow up? Okay, yeah. What star sign are you again?
Anyway, I want to know from people when you've seen or when you were little maybe and you saw your friend's parents doing something you just shouldn't be seeing your friend's parents do. Like, they shouldn't be coming out of the bathroom on FaceTime. They shouldn't be opening the front door with no clothes on pregnant. Maybe this is just all me that's the problem.
Should our phone just be, do you answer the door nude?
No, I don't do it, like, regularly. I did
call
it a few times around that time.
Call in if Carrie's answered the door nude.
I had a top or a bottom usually.
One or the other.
Well, because, anyway, I think you, until, I was going to say, until you're pregnant, you won't understand.
I can't wait till you come out of my house and I answer the door nude and pregnant.
131060, I want to know, what did you see your friend's parents do? Or what have you been caught?
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
The rabbit hole you go down when you Google clacker.
I just realised, I think we were thinking of cloaca, the animal, anyway.
Anyway, I thought up your clacker was your bits. Anyway, whatever. The point was, no one saw my clacker when I was pregnant and opened the door to one of Ollie's schoolmates because I was so heavily pregnant you couldn't see anything. But we're asking the question,
well, I mean,
what did you see?
Something.
Well, I mean, he saw everything else, yes. In my defence, I thought it was Ollie and he'd forgotten something from school. And so I opened the door on my way to the shower naked, only it was his friend and his poor mate. And then I decided to stay and have a chat to make things less awkward.
Yeah. I know what'll make this less awkward, sticking around.
So we're asking on 131060, what did you see your friend's parents do? Amanda, talk to us. Have you had a semi embarrassing moment?
I certainly have.
What happened?
So in high school, my friend went away with her mum. They asked me to look after their house. One of the things I was looking after was their tropical fish tank. So I've turned up and they'd had a power surge. There was about 2 inches of water in the bottom of this tank, and it all overflowed to the bottom of the tank underneath where there was a heap of photo albums.
Oh.
So I'll do the right thing. I'll pull these photos out and dry them. And, yeah, there were pretty much all of her mum's sunbathing naked in the backyard.
Could you see her clacker?
You could see a lot. She wasn't heavily pregnant, put it that way.
Is it, Amanda, the thing I'm intrigued by, is that in keeping with what her mum was like, or was it a shock because her mum's normally quite conservative?
I mean, as far as I knew, she was conservative.
But in her spare time. You know,
I mean, spare a thought for the guy at the chemist that had to... You know.
Process those photos.
Yes.
That would have been a good day for him. He would have seen worse. That'd be a fun day if you got to process them, surely. If you were a guy working in a chemist and you got that, you'd be like, oh.
No, it's the only reason I got a job at the chemist.
Renee, when did you see your friend's parents do something?
Sorry, Renee, just 1 second. I can't imagine if you were lining up to get a script and you just heard from the back of the chemist someone going, ooh.
No, but
is that the sound you think men make when we're around?
No. Ooh. No, that's a surprise. That's the initial surprise that, oh, you're teenage. Young
ooh.
People. Yeah.
Oh.
Renee, okay. Talk to me.
Hello. So my story's a little bit different where my sister brought her first proper boyfriend home. So she would have been about 16, he would have been about 18. Taking her out for a date type thing. I would have been about 12 and sort of, you know, brought him in to meet my dad, and I was in the bedroom. And mum used to always just do this dash from the bathroom completely naked. And he's got this really weird look on his face, and dad's gone, oh, what's wrong? And he said, I think someone's just walked through nude. Starkers. And he's like, oh, it's probably Renee. And he's like, I don't think so. I had to come in and then go in and tell my mother what he'd seen, and then she came out and met him.
it's quite handy though, I guess, if you're dating the daughter, right? Because it's really just a crystal ball into the future.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Well, this is fun for you, Jess, taking the reins.
Very much so. And I've just realised.
Yeah.
What have you realised?
That I was missing the opener, but as I said
Don't worry, Jess.
So it doesn't matter.
This is a game that we only play when we don't have anything else to fill the spot. So there is actually no pressure. Nobody cares. Let's play.
How many famey can you name?
Nobody really knows how it works.
We should play it more often, though. It's fun.
Oh, mate. Okay. Just ends with arguments
I've now got stress hives, so I'm obviously finding this fun.
I thought they were happiness hives.
No, get a stress rest. Look at it all red.
Well, yeah, between your arms and Sonda's neck, stress is really very visible in our team, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Anyway, let's do it, Jess.
All righty.
Jess was just, he just turned off his own microphone so he could mouth to the producers. How do I play?
To call Caitlin.
Tell him how to play, Tommy. Tell him how he played this.
You give us a topic, Jess.
Yep.
And you give us a topic and we have to say, so it might be actors starting with M and we have to go one by one until someone can't name one and then...
Marissa Tomei, and then you go, and then I go, then you go.
Yes.
Yep.
All righty.
Mike Myers. Actually, that's a pretty good one. Let's just keep
that. That would have given you two points, yep.
Yeah.
Now, when we spoke about this earlier, it had something to do with TikTok.
You can't pretend that you planned anything when you've just mouthed off. How do we play?
Oh, look, I'm getting the list. Here we go. Okay. Famous people who can play the piano.
Oh, Chris Martin.
That was I got in first there, didn't I? Okay,
I think I did.
Elton John.
Freddie Mercury.
Carrie Bickmore.
Thank you. Tones and I.
Mozart.
Lady
Don't
Gaga.
Don't look at Sonder. Bach.
Beethoven.
Oh, damn it. That was going to be my one. Daniel Johns.
Very good. Bernard Fanning.
Buzzer it. Oh, come on. Great. So glad. Chopin.
Chopin. What does Chopin play?
The keys.
Pink.
Mariah Carey?
No.
I don't think she plays. Does she play? She just sings, right?
I think
she gets someone else to play for her.
Yeah, great. Yeah. All right,
Bickers, up one. Famous people who have a TikTok account.
Well, we're about to talk about this in a second. Brendan Buzzer Pavola.
I don't want to say the other one that I'm thinking of. Justin Bieber.
Carrie Bickmore.
Wait, you can't say
have you
yourself.
Posted yet, Bickers?
No, but I've got an account.
Okay. No way. Buzzer out.
I've got an account.
Buzzer
I'm
out.
I'm famous and I have an account.
All right, last one.
America. You can't buzz me out. I get yeah, that can. Fair and
well,
square.
He just can't buzz anyone out because he hasn't prepped the buzzers on the soundboard because he doesn't know how to play the game.
Okay, last one. It's one all. American TV hosts.
Jimmy Fallon.
Oprah.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Ellen.
Jerry Springer.
Oh.
Stop walking at Sonder, mate.
I'm not. Phil Ugly. What's his name? Not Ugly Phil.
She's out, mate.
You're done,
no.
Tommy.
Yeah,
the win.
Thank you. Hold on. I'm famous and I have a TikTok account.
We're still on that, are we?
So she may have lost the battle, but she's won the war.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And in case you heard, I'm famous and I'm on TikTok, as we just discussed. I have not posted anything and I have no idea how to TikTok, but I'm determined to learn. And the one TikTok I cannot stop watching, like I honestly think I've watched it 50 times now, is Brendan Favola's daughter, Toby.
It's
he
very
posted
cute.
A video. It is the cutest thing I've ever seen. She's doing the, what's the, I don't know why I'm asking you guys, you don't know. Do you know what the dance is called that she's doing? Do you know what, anyway, it's this song.
Who are you looking at?
You. But she's amazing. She's copying her big sisters and she's got every single move in the right order. Like, I don't understand how she's 80 months and she's learned a sequence. I can't learn a sequence. I'm 39 years old.
Well, let's go to the dad, the man himself, the great Brendan Favola. G'day, Fab.
Hey, you gorgeous people. How are you?
Mate,
your daughter
we're
has
fine.
A gift. She has a gift, mate.
Oh, she does. Well, both her parents are on Dance with the Stars, so I could take the credit. I was hopeless at dancing. But no, she, as you said, Carrie, she does copy her sisters and she nails it. It's freakish.
It is absolutely freakish. Like, I've got a daughter the same age and I'm looking at her and she ain't popping out any TikTok videos, let me tell you.
No, but Carrie, I got to own up to something here. So a couple of nights ago, you posted a photo of the beautiful Addie, the Adelaide, and she was doing, you're going, what's a dog doing? She was like, woof, woof. And what's a cat doing? Meow. So I was like, Carrie's kid can do it. She's the same age. So we try to teach Toby to do it. She couldn't do it.
Sorry, just to be fair, just to let the world know that my child's also gifted. I think we've got a little bit of that audio.
She's very gifted. I was like, literally, we're sitting down like two nights ago having dinner and I'm going, what's a dog do? Woof, woof. She goes, why are you doing that? I said, because Carrie's kid can do it.
But well, I want the TikToker, mate. I got the wrong kid.
You got the woofer and the meower.
I can't wait to see this super group finally team up.
Maybe they got together. It'd be like NSYNC. It'd be beautiful.
I'm just amazed, though. I feel like I'm not sure why this video hasn't gone global. Like, what other 18-month-old is TikToking, Feb?
Hey, Carrie, don't worry. I tried to make it go global, but it didn't.
What did you do? Maybe you needed my help.
I posted it on Instagram and it went nuts. But then I posted it on my TikTok. And I've got TikTok. I don't really post, but I've only got like 15,000 followers, but I don't really post. And it's more just her. Every other post on my TikTok has got like over 70,000 like likes. That one's only got 9,000.
Oh my God. That is scandalous. That's far better than any of the ones you've posted.
Seriously, one's just me going, what? What?
Feb, because is yet to post on TikTok, I thought it's because she's waiting till Addie can do it, but that might be too long. Do you have any advice for her first post?
Get Chris and get him to try run 5K.
Are you mocking him? I don't appreciate that. Yeah,
I was mocking him. I gave him a pump up. I believed in him and he didn't get it, so I'm disappointed.
You should see his daughter. She can't even TikTok.
No, but it's not about, seriously, Carrie, it's actually bad parenting. Don't get her to TikTok. You get her to do the
I'm not even allowing my 12-year-old to TikTok.
Yeah, no,
for sure.
It's really bad parenting.
Why is it? Why?
Because all our kids are on devices and they do their TikToks and stuff. So Alex and I have been in this ISO sort of working from home, been smashing bottles of wine. So we have a nice like couple of glasses of wine and we've been watching The Handmaid's Tale. So when we're doing that, Toby goes upstairs with the kids and they do TikTok and she's gone for 3 hours. It's brilliant. That's brutal honest.
I can't believe you just said that.
It's
so good.
Comes back with killer content. That's great.
It's so good. 13, 10, 60, you're a bad parent. See you guys.
I mean, why not?
It's way better than what we had in mind. Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little. Well, Jesse, isn't this a funny little coincidence? As soon as we bring up the topic of bad parenting, Bickers leaves the studio.
Yeah.
She said, I have to go record something and I don't want all my dirty laundry aired to the Australian public, so she just left.
If that's not an admission of guilt, I don't know what is.
Mate, this is how she'd leave the kids. Just stand up out of the room.
Actually, can I tell you, that's what happened to my old man when my youngest brother was born. The first night my stepmum left to go out, she was like, all right, you got him, take care of him, you'll be sweet. And he sat down to watch the footy. She called about an hour into the night to make sure that everything was going good. She was like, oh, how's he going? And his dad was like, oh, yep, really good. Had to go back into the garage and get him out of the car because he'd left him in the car for an hour.
Wow.
But it was at night. Like, he was just sitting there. Like, it wasn't bad. He was asleep.
Yeah, but that's fine. Actually good. Terry, are you there? Go,
hello.
Terry.
Hi.
Hey, what happened?
Well, we're a bit of a family of potty mouths.
Yeah.
And we've just given up trying to stop our kids from swearing, so we just let them swear now.
Yeah, and what do they swear? What swear words do they roll through?
Well,
I'm probably not meant to ask you that question, actually. Sorry.
Well, they've got the whole repertoire. I've got one of them in the car with me. I can let you swear.
Oh, no. Hey, I'm back.
Which kids do you have in the car?
I've got the 4-year-old.
Because Terry lets her kids swear, and we've got a 4-year-old here. What's your 4-year-old's name?
Lucas.
Do you want to chuck Lucas on?
Yeah, hang on a second. Hey, Lucas, tell me what you think of Donald Trump.
Oh, no. Oh. You can't say it. Hold on.
Say it. It'll be funny. Jesse, just get ready to dump. G'day, Lucas.
Oh.
Hi, Lucas.
I got
chips. You've got chips. That's okay.
Yeah, good. That's appropriate. Yeah. Having chips is a good idea.
Lucas, what's your favourite swear word?
Don't ask him to swear.
Why?
You don't have to answer that, Lucas.
You can say it.
I don't really know.
Oh, you do so. What do you call Donald Trump?
Stop.
Idiot.
No, better than that, mate.
Oh, that's right. This is a fun game, isn't it, Vickers?
Say it. You're allowed to. I'll let you say it.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Hey, Bickers, you've been asking for a long time, and yes, we can do a little Carol Baskin update.
Carol Baskin killed her husband, whacked him. Can't convince me that it didn't happen.
I've never seen Tiger King, but I hear that song and it really gets me in the mood. I love it.
Well, nobody has heard from Carol Baskin since Tiger King has come out and
is
since
that right?
She's become infamous. Yes.
So she's not done interviews or anything?
No, until now, because she agreed to do an interview on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, which is an amazing opportunity, except that it was not The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. It was two pranksters for their YouTube channel called Josh Peters and Archie Manners, and they were pretending to be Jimmy Fallon. And so they approached her and they had a great plan, right? What they were going to do is they were going to cut up bits of Jimmy Fallon's audio, pre-existing audio, and play it to her as questions. But she came back to their initial request and said, guys, I don't want to talk about Tiger King, so I'm not going to go on your show, Jimmy Fallon. And they said, actually, that's perfect for us because we don't have any clips of Jimmy Fallon talking about Tiger King, so we can't ask you about Tiger King. So we promise you we won't ask you about Tiger King. And she came back and said, okay, in that case, I will do the Jimmy Fallon show. She even goes on to mention that her daughter convinced her to do the interview because she loves Jimmy Fallon.
God.
And so then they get her on the line and they've got to pretend to be the producers of the show as they're chatting her through before her
handing
interview.
Handing her over.
And,
right. Yes.
And so they ask her, has she got any directions for the introduction? How would she like to be introduced?
Carol was very specific on how she wanted to be introduced.
Founder and CEO of Big Cat Rescue, Carol Baskin.
Great.
Great. And as I say,
so thankful it's not that bitch, Carol Baskin.
You said you want to be called that bitch, Carol Baskin, which is obviously the go-to introduction.
I haven't seen the show and I thought it was her talking first and I thought I'd confuse that whether she was a man or a woman.
You thought she hasn't killed her late husband. She is a man. no, that is them. That's the boys. And they go through to a sound check.
I'm just going to run through how it's going to work. Hi, Steve. Yep, we've got Carol standing by. Are you ready? Is Steve ready with sound? Fantastic. That's great. Okay, I'll get Carol to. So, Carol, if you could just say anything, names of cats that you look after or whatever you'd like just so that we can check the levels.
Amanda Tiger, Sapphire Tiger, Aria Tiger, Manny Jaguar, Armani Leopard.
And I know what you're thinking, because you think, well, even if they're going to use questions from Jimmy, they're not going to be able to see him.
No.
So she'll surely then realise they have an explanation for that.
Archie just had to explain why she wouldn't be able to see Jimmy Fallon.
We'll only be able to hear him, but he obviously will be able to see you because they're filming it on the cameras in his house. Is Sharon on visual, please? Thank you, Sharon. Good. First thing you're going to hear will be Jimmy's first question, okay? With you, big smiles in five,
four, three,
two, one.
Thank you so much for being on our show. We appreciate it. We love you. How are you?
I'm doing great. My daughter, Jamie, suggested that I do this interview with you, so she says hi. And we are working every day with the cats at the sanctuary.
No.
Stop.
It's so great. And I know you're thinking, but how are they going to get actual Jimmy Fallon questions? It's because they took them from one interview he did with a pet handler, like a cat handler, but then the other interview was about Cats, the movie, which is there where this question came from.
When does anybody ever get to see a cat?
After COVID-19, I just don't know if we're ever going to be able to do tours again.
And then it wrapped up, and you know how with pranks often there's like a ha-ha moment where the person No, not on this. It just wraps up, and she thought she did an interview with Jimmy Fallon.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. It means a lot to so many millions of people watching the show.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my God. So when does she find out that she never did an interview with Jimmy Fallon? Does
we
she
don't
know,
know
now?
I assume this has become pretty big news around the world. I'll bring it to you next time when she finds out on our next Carol Baskin update.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is a bit fun. You and I have been going a bit crazy doing a heap of online shopping while we've been in isolation. Mm-hmm. Some of it useful, some of it, to be honest, wasn't what I thought I was ordering.
No, I have a very ill-fitting magician's costume.
I didn't realise I bought a size 3 for a child, but that's fine. It looked cute on you. The bow tie did anyway.
I just love how they're going with a flop hat instead of a top hat.
But thank you to Australia Post. Every single day this week, we are going to get to buy each other gifts and then they're going to be delivered to us by Australia Post and we're going to open them live on air.
To make the most from the post, download the Australia Post app and track your parcel deliveries across all devices.
Is your special delivery impressive?
Check it out. Carrie and Tommy's
package.
It's so big.
Check out my package.
Have you worn the Tommy tracky top I bought you last time? Have you worn that on the weekend?
I have, and I did
have you
cut.
Really?
I cut it into a little titty top, and it looks stunning. Bickers, go.
Okay,
what are you feeling
go first?
So far? Yeah, you go.
I feel like I got excited when I saw it because I thought it was a new pair of shoes, but they would be not shoes for me because it's quite small. They'd be shoes for my child, which I feel like he wouldn't buy me shoes for my child. So I don't think it's shoes, but it
I
is
would
a square
buy you
box.
Kids shoes. The kids' shoes
it
are very cute,
box.
So I would
okay,
buy
let's have a look.
I thought this is working towards your skill set, and because I think at the moment you're too restricted in when you can play
what?
The piano.
Oh, you bought me a roll-up piano.
Yes. So you can take it everywhere. You can put it in that giant handbag of yours and then wherever you are, it's always.
How annoying that person would be that took a roll-up piano with them
Mate,
everywhere.
When we're back at restaurants, you can roll that out at dinner. Just between dinner and dessert, just roll that out and
keep playing Coldplay. I'll still be playing it.
Yeah, just tell them. I'll tell them. I go, oh, you can use it for a second because it's going to twinkle.
Oh, that's fun. Okay.
Mine's not as big as yours. I'm still talking about feet, obviously.
Mine's awesome.
I got a Rubik's Cube. This is good.
Yes. How long do you think before you could master that?
Well, it's come solved. So now, done. It's already, I'm nailed it. Killing it there. Thanks, Pickers. This is a great start.
We're all wanting to find joy in this difficult time.
Yes.
And we've all got to remember to be kind to our posties and delivery drivers because they're working their butts off at the moment trying to get parcels to us in very tricky circumstances.
And they're
so
bringing us joy.
Absolutely.
Thanks to Australia Post, who are now processing parcels 24/7 and have opened 15 new temporary facilities to help move out more parcels every day. And if you want to check out photos of the gifts, jump on to @CarrieTommyShow on socials.
I love my piano. I'm going to get it going. Where's the plug?
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Hughie and Ed are here.
Okay, guys.
No, you go, Ed.
No, we've got a huge offer coming on the show today.
Oh.
The block house that Hughie bought for unnamed millions.
Is empty.
It's empty.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Hughes.
Yes.
I need a house for a month.
Here we go.
What month, man?
Here we go.
in like a week. And
deal.
A bit.
Yours.
Ooh, this could be on.
Dude, it's all. It's yours.
Yeah.
And I'm off.
Sorry if you planned a lot of content around this, but shut it down.
No, the pay is content, man. Thank you, Hughesy. Thank you very much. Help out a man in need.
Hang on,
it's a big house, though, to rattle around in on your own.
Yeah, you can have party. Oh, no, can you have party chair? No.
No. No, you can't.
Yeah, but it's so big, Carrie, that you could have a party where you're all in separate rooms and you never have to be
awesome.
Together. So.
It's my type of party.
Which I haven't dug into the fine details, but I think you're allowed.
Well, there's a granny flat aspect of it that
absolutely.
Tommy, you just go in there, no dramas. We'll rent out the main house for a month. Ooh. I've got a deal going, which I'll be unleashing live on air for Hughie's place. If you think it's too expensive, I've got a deal for people who want to get involved.
You know, I'm not someone who leaves a property empty, you know, to just to wait for the right person to come along. I'm someone who wants to fill it up now.
Yes, you want the money and you want it now.
Yes. So it is. I will meet the market. What we're saying, so
great,
yeah.
Good.
Just any offer will be considered, including Tommy's short-term 1 month offer.
Yeah,
I mean, if it's shorter term, it's probably higher price though, right? Because you know it's not guaranteed.
Shut up, because not necessarily, man.
I've often heard that short term actually comes cheaper.
I've heard the same.
No, but I think it could be a nightly rate for Tommy.
Oh, yeah. Hourly. Ooh, let's go hourly. Yes.
Well, I'm not going to turn tricks out of it.
Well, I might. Depends how expensive you're going to make it.
Did you guys, when you were growing up, ever see one of your friends' mums in the nutty, or see your friend's parents get up to something they shouldn't have?
I saw my cousin once. Yeah, I never forget.
Beautiful story. Paint the picture, man.
That is a tone. Let's not ask any further questions.
No, come on.
And let's just leave it there.
No. Paint the picture.
I was riding my bike around to my cousin Joe's house, and I was...
He's a handsome guy.
Handsome guy, but his older sister, Carmel. Yeah. And
is that your mother's name?
Yeah, it is. It's my mother's name. Okay. So her niece, my cousin, older cousin, and I rode my bike around the backyard saying, is anyone home? Anyone home? And there she was. In the backyard, sunbathing.
Mm.
Yeah, so I backed out.
Did she know you saw her?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I backed out. And still remember it though, don't I?
Yeah. Still awkward in your memory, yep.
Nice story that is. What a lovely story.
Who did you see, Carrie?
When I was pregnant, I was just saying at the moment, because Ollie's on FaceTime the whole time, everything I do in the house, I'm always aware that there's a mate on the other end of his phone watching us. And I was, anyway, it reminded me of the time a couple of years ago that I answered the front door, heavily pregnant, fully nude, thinking it was Ollie and it was Ollie's mate. Beautiful. And then I hung around and had a chat with him because I thought it would be awkward if I closed the door.
Fully nude? Why isn't this front page of a newspaper? Why is this the first time I'm hearing about this story?
I didn't want to talk about it at the time because I still see this kid and wonderful. I didn't want to make it awkward.
Has he been around every day since?
He's been around a lot.
Yeah, sure he has. Yeah. Never announces it.
How long did the conversation go?
I mean, longer than it should have.
How
but
can
not,
you just...
Not, because right. I didn't want to make it weird, so I thought I'd just ask him how his day was going.
Oh, you kept the conversation going.
I was heavily pregnant. It wasn't like raunchy. It was would have been horrible for this poor kid.
No one's denying that, but...
I'm cool with it.
The Carrie and Tommy Catch-Up Podcast is done for the day. So now's the perfect time to get your mum a present for Mother's Day. Send your love to mum with a fragrance like Giorgio Armani C 100ml for just $149.99 from Chemist Warehouse.